Hey there.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
As we record this, it was your birthday yesterday.
That's right.
But you've been, you know, older for a week as this comes out, almost a week.
Yeah.
And you're on February break. That's something we never used to get in California. How exciting is that?
It's wonderful. It was even like a news story I saw, Boston 5 or whatever it is. I don't even know what it is because I don't watch it. But they said something like, what the weather's looking like for your February break. And it was weird because that, like, the whole state's on break.
Yeah, I had heard of this when we lived in California because everybody came to Disneyland and we were unseasonably busy for a week. And people called it ski week or something.
Yeah.
But California doesn't do it. They get like President's Day, which is today as we record this. But we get a whole week, like a bonus week, and we get spring break.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice, sort of, I guess. The kids are excited. You're excited. Have a little break.
It's nice. I needed a break. It's rough. It's rough right now. So
it's been rough for like a year, right? It's always rough.
Yeah.
It's just rough.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Uprooted Podcast. That's Christine.
And that's John.
What? Oh, boy. Well, so your birthday is on Valentine's Day.
It is.
And
it's not, I mean, when I was a kid, it was not fun to have my birthday on Valentine's Day because every single party that my mom threw for me was a heart party. And there was like a little time period there where I was like a tomboy. So heart party was just not my thing.
Yeah.
But now I really love it. I like having my birthday on Valentine's Day. I feel super special. Whenever anybody sees my birthday, like on prescriptions or if I'm filling out paperwork, like, oh, Valentine baby.
So yeah, it's kind of stands out. What I think is funny, though, is that you are so giving and care so much about other people that people will wish you a happy birthday and you immediately respond with happy Valentine's Day because you like don't want poor Saint Valentine to lose any attention to your birthday.
Well, it's a holiday. People celebrate, too. So
I know, but people are trying to deliberately honor you.
I know.
I feel like a thank you would suffice.
I say thank you and happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, I just think it's funny. I think it's like obvious. Well, I feel sometimes
they're celebrating too, so I want to like
maybe they're not
pay homage to their special day.
There's a lot of people out there. I hate the Singles Awareness Day, and you know my phobia with like, you know, what we talked about this at Halloween, the say Halloween and whatever. When people say Galentine's, you can't just change a letter and make up your own day.
Well, I don't know. I get it. People just want to feel loved. It's hard if you don't have somebody on that day. For me, it was easy because it was my birthday, so I could just forget the Valentine part.
Why is it just about the gals, though? Why can't it be?
Because guys don't do that crap.
Guyentine's
Day?
Or
Broentine's Day?
Yeah, Theyentine's Day. It's 2021.
Itentine's Day?
Why are we calling it just gals? Maybe there's a lot of, you know, gals who identify as whatever.
Because I think that
blah, blah, blah.
Women are the ones that care that they're alone on this holiday. Men don't really give a crap.
I don't know.
Some might.
There's some sensitive dudes out there.
But in that case, then go out there and hang out with your buddies. But
go have Broentine's
Day. I think that's why it's Galentine's.
Maybe we should call it Valen Bros. That sounds better.
Valen Bros Day.
Yeah. Well, the traditional fare for Valentine's Day is to go out to dinner with your loved one, significant other, or whatever. One year we went to a show. We saw Dirty Dancing on stage.
That was awesome.
It was awesome. That was fun. What year was that? Like 2015 or something, I think?
Oh, I don't even remember. It was on our memories today, though.
I was curious about the date because I want to say that's the last time we did a traditional go out on Valentine's Day.
No, we went last year.
Well, it wasn't for... What, did we?
Yes, it was on actual Valentine's
Day. Oh, yeah, that was our last official date night.
Yes.
That's right.
Anyway, it was 6 years ago.
Yeah, 2015. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it just had me thinking that, you know, when you have kids and if you're in the unique situation that we're in with limited childcare help, especially now, what do? We've kind of made it work over the years where we have a nice dinner, but we try to incorporate the kids into it. And it's your birthday anyway, so it kind of works. But
well, yeah, in the years past, we've been very lucky that your mom would take the kids for a weekend for us. And it wasn't, you know, it was usually President's Day weekend where we had like a little extra time. So your mom would take the kids for us. And so we kind of had a little bit of time together.
Those days are gone, though.
Those days are gone.
Now it's just run around like crazy and do all the things that we normally would do. I cook a nice dinner, but it'll be nice to get back to that someday, right?
Yes. Hopefully. I think it's starting to take its toll a little bit.
It is.
We could use some alone time, I think.
Yes.
It's hard out there for, I mean, I'm not sure how to say it. Like, people that don't have help, I guess?
Yeah. Or, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah. Even maybe people that aren't in the financial situation that you can always get a babysitter.
Yeah. It's just hard out there for, it's hard to be a parent.
Yeah.
During Valentine's Day, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I have this issue that you never really want anything for your birthday, and you're super practical when you do. So you're like, oh, get me a vacuum or a mop or a paper shredder, like nothing very romantic or fancy, right? And then a lot of times lately, you've just said, I just want a break. Can you give me a break? And so if it were normal times, that might be a little easier. Like I could maybe send you to a spa or conversely leave you at home and take the kids away. Tried that a couple of years ago, and then Jacob had an appendicitis.
Yeah, so that was the birthday that was completely ruined. It was a terrible birthday.
This year was a little challenging because where am I going to go take the kids for pretty much all day? Like, it doesn't count if I take them for 4 hours or something. That's not enough time to be considered giving you a gift of solace, right? I mean, I need to take them like all day. So where am I going
to
take them?
Right. And I feel like it would be easier for me to just be gone. But then, like this year, obviously that can't happen.
Yeah.
There's no place for me to go. Like,
right.
I think in 1 year, yeah, I think I just went to a spa for a little while, but then I started to feel guilty that I was gone. And the kids were a lot younger then too. So it was, now I don't feel bad about leaving you with the kids because they take care of themselves and they're busy and they're doing their own thing.
Oh yeah.
So it's not a lot of work.
Yeah.
But, you know, that year when I got a spa certificate and I went to go use it, I think Isabel was only like maybe one, if that.
Yeah.
I think Jacob was three. So yeah. I'm like, oh, he's at home with these like bratty kids, like crying and screaming. And I felt really bad. I couldn't relax and didn't really enjoy it. So.
Well, that's on you.
It is on me. It's not on
you.
I can
handle
it. And you tried. I know. And you can. But it's hard for a mom sometimes because all you really want to do is just be left alone. Even if I was just like sitting on the couch all day and nobody bothered me, I would still like, oh, let me get up. I'll do that. Or, oh, let me do dinner or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what did we do this year that in a pandemic can't go anywhere, can't send you anywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's probably some places you could go that are open for business, but it feels weird nowadays going and doing things like that where people might be rubbing you or whatever.
Right.
So what did we do?
Well, so I feel like my actual birthday wasn't really the good part. I mean, it was great. That sounded totally wrong.
Yeah, thanks. Jeez.
No, but you made me an amazing dinner, my favorite dinner of all time, which was great. And you and the kids did it and I got to sit and nobody bothered me. And I just sat there while you guys cooked and cleaned, which was fabulous. And I got great presents. Jacob, our wonderful, amazing son, wrapped my presents for me.
Yeah.
Even though you were like just ready to give me the bag.
Yeah, I don't wrap.
He wrapped them so cute and I loved his enthusiasm and wanting to make me happy and wrapping them. That was super special. And what else did we do? I'm trying to remember now.
Yesterday?
Just yesterday. I know I'm old.
I mean, I went grocery shopping and took
Jacob out. Yeah, you did the grocery
Jacob
shopping
out,
for
so at
me,
least he
which
only
was
had
really nice because I hate grocery shopping.
Yeah, and I took the boy, so you only had one kid to worry about. But
it was really today was my really special prize.
Really? What happened today?
You got the house cleaned for me.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what I did today? Because my house was clean, I just sat here all day.
You took a nap, too.
I slept.
Yeah.
And I took a nap, and it was amazing. And it was exactly what I wanted.
Well, there you have it.
Yes.
Now you have hopefully a clean house for like a couple days at least.
Well, yeah.
The kids and the dog tend to destroy it rather quickly. But.
Right. But like you said, they really cleaned it, like top to bottom. It's very clean. And so I think if we just keep it on maintenance mode,
yeah,
we can handle it. So,
and maybe for my birthday, since it's about a month apart, I'll ask for the house to be cleaned.
Yes.
And then you can ask for it for Mother's Day.
Perfect.
We'll just keep this thing going.
Just keep doing it. Yeah. I love it. Do you want to tell them the cool way we got our house cleaned?
Yeah, I do, actually. So I think we've told the story before that we never win anything really.
Yes.
Like contests. Incredibly bad luck when it comes to that stuff. Well, I put feelers out on the town webpage and said, hey, you know, on the Facebook page, does anyone know a good cleaner they trust that's following COVID protocols? And of course, I got a bunch of responses that said, yeah, I use this lady, I use this lady, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, somebody reached out who's a realtor in town, and she said, hey, this group is great. Should I say the group?
Yeah, I guess. I don't see why not.
Anyway, it's Made Pro in Wakefield, Massachusetts. They are a Made Pro's kind of like a, I guess, a chain probably you can buy into it. And anyway, so I she says we're doing a contest for Made Pro, and if you enter today, you know, we're going to pick the winner tomorrow, and all you have to do, typical social media contest, you know, like the page, tag three friends, whatever. So I did that, and what you won was a $200 thing, which is for the first cleaning. That pretty much covers it.
Yeah.
Well,
we won.
And so your present was free. So I
got this amazing gift for free. It's fabulous.
Yeah. And we never win anything. So shout out to the contest. Thanks for reaching out.
I know.
I'm sure I'll have to get like some, you know, emails or whatever for realtors or whatever. But hey, that's okay. Not? Always good to see what's going on in the market in case we want to make some moves there as well. So yeah, it all worked out.
It did. And it made me very happy today.
Well, guys, if you're looking for a gift for the Mother's Day or whatever.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Get the damn house cleaned.
Get the house cleaned. It's wonderful.
Unless you're already doing that, you're an overachiever and have maid service. But if you're not, and your house is feeling it like ours was because two kids running around.
So busy.
No knock on you, but just
we're just all really busy.
Deep cleaning when there's nobody around. You know, it's hard to do.
Well, that, and I'm super, super tired. By the end of my week, I'm like exhausted.
Yeah.
I can't do things like clean the windowsills.
Yeah.
Wipe the baseboards. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm just doing the bare minimum, cleaning the toilets and the shower and
and
moving on. Speaking of which, that's my question for the week, actually.
We forgot about that. Yeah.
Your days off. Do you prefer to like seriously just lounge out on your days off? Or do you look at them like you finally have time to do like other things that you need to do?
This is not a clear answer for me. Oh. It never is with me. Mm-hmm. You should know that. Well, I've had a mishmash of weird days off over the years and varying levels of job. So I would prefer in my mind to spend my days off, whatever days they are, weekend, midweek, whatever, to get up early and get shit done. But because I'm old and out of shape, I have to spend my days off lounging because my body hurts or something. Plus, now that I've moved up in my career and have days off with you guys, then it's nice to go do things together.
Yeah.
But I still feel like getting up early gives you just more of that time away from work off. So why not? But then, you know, given the nature of my job.
Feels good to
sleep. Yeah. And given the nature of my job where I'm out late sometimes, it's like, you know, it's nice to sleep in as well. So it's, I don't know. I do prefer to get as much done as possible, though. And then like during the summer around here, I have to get up and get moving. We got to mow the lawn and blow the leaves and all the things. Like the yard actually requires maintenance. This isn't like California where you can just do a little tinkering here and there and get by.
Yeah.
If we don't mow our grass once a week, it'll go bananas.
That's true.
So, yeah, I don't know. Did I answer that?
Yeah.
How about you? I think I know the answer to this.
Do you? What's my answer?
You want to just lay low, lounge.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. It never happens that way.
It doesn't happen that way. It's my catch-up day.
Yeah.
It's to get caught up on things that I didn't get a chance to during the week because I'm so dang tired when I get home from work. And I feel like it's been worse this year than I've been back to school because I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And
this year
normally
for
I would
hard.
Come home and I this is the me, my personality. I had things to take care of in the house every day. So maybe on Tuesdays it was dusting and on Wednesdays it was cleaning the downstairs bathroom and on Thursdays it was cleaning out the fridge. Whatever it was, I had like a little chore to do each day of the week so that on my weekends I wasn't so bombarded with everything I had to do around the house. I haven't done any of those things. So my weekend is like huge compiling of trying to get things done that don't get done. And so like I don't have any pants to wear. I have no pants.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
So like I have to do my laundry tomorrow. I don't have an option to not do it.
Well, you're on
That's
break for a week. You don't have to wear pants.
Done my laundry.
You're on break. No pants break.
Right.
But no pants necessary.
That's the thing, though. Like, I make sure to take care of the kids and get their laundry washed. And then that, I run out of time to wash mine. So,
hey, as they say, much like pimping, parenting ain't easy.
No.
No.
This is true.
It's not easy.
So true.
There's a lot to unpack with this statement you said, though.
Okay.
Well, I feel like some marriages, some guys like expect the house clean and why is this toilet messy or whatever. You hit the jackpot. I have zero expectations. I've never cared about that.
No, but I know.
But where we run into this challenge and headbutt is you have it built into your mind that that's how it should be. That's how you were brought up.
Right.
And so we're constantly trying to balance that where I'm telling you, like, take a break, put your feet up. And you're like, but I can't. The house is a mess.
And I can't actually relax if I'm looking around our house and it's a total pigsty. Like, I can't. I literally, like, I'll be like, fine, I just want to sit here for a minute. I can't because I'm like, oh, I should just put that away. And then once I put that one thing away, then it's like, oh, there's one more thing.
Yeah. Just,
it's a horrible spiral. And I appreciate that you're like that and that you don't put all the pressure on me to make sure that the house is completely in order.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't want to live in squalor. It reaches its breaking point at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, I don't expect it. I have literally no expectations to come home to anything special. Nothing.
I know, but don't you? I don't know.
Of course I love it. I love when I walk in the house as spick and span, but I don't. It doesn't make me feel any less about you if you don't do it.
Right. But if you just had like a, I mean, I don't want to say like hard day at work because it is difficult, but it's not like it used to be for you where it's like super stressful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But walking into just stuff everywhere, doesn't that pique your anxiety? I mean, it really does for me. It really piques my anxiety.
No, not the stuff, but chaos. I remember coming home sometimes and the kids were going just screaming absolutely at each other. Nuts. Yeah. Yeah, that is where it's a little...
And I'm upset because I've dealt with them all day and you just got out of 2 hours of traffic.
Yeah.
I remember those times. It was...
Yeah, that's more of a thing for me than how the house is. That I'm just not that guy.
Yeah.
And it's funny, we've been saying we're watching Teen Mom 2, and one of the couples on there, the guy was upset because he said the house looks like a homeless encampment and it's not kept and clean. And it's like, for me, I never really cared about that.
Hmm.
And it definitely didn't look that bad. He was being very dramatic.
Right. Well, that, I mean, I guess that's just me. When I sit on the couch and like right now, our house is great. I could have guests over right now.
Yeah.
People could walk through the door and I'd be totally fine and not embarrassed at all. So when I sit on the couch and I look at our house and I'm like, everything's so put together, I can really relax.
Okay.
Like I can, message received. I can breathe. I feel like I don't have a million things to do. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
100%. I feel like if I've got a million things to do, I don't feel like I should be sitting there.
Well,
that makes sense.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha. That's what's been killing me lately is I have a lot of projects or things I want to do, but I've been dealing with some pain management crap and sometimes I just can't do it. It's like, I really need to do this.
Yeah.
And I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what else?
Well, I don't know if we even really got a chance to talk about it because we just kept talking about things, but as a mom, when you ask me what I want for my birthday, and the first thing that comes to my mind is like just a day by myself. I think it can kind of make you feel bad because it's like, well, do you not care about your family? Or, you know, you don't want to spend time with them. But I think what people need to understand, because I'm sure there's all these moms out there that feel the same way, but maybe they don't want to say it. It does. It sounds like that. I totally see how it sounds like, okay, you don't love your kids. You don't love your husband. Like, you just want to be alone. But I think that there's so much responsibility on us that, like I just said, you can't relax when your kid's upstairs and they want their nails painted like Isabel did today.
Yeah.
Or, you know, your house is an absolute pigsty and you know that you have to get it cleaned up at some point, so you might as well just do it now. So I think just having that time alone to just decompress and not be needed, I think is important. I think everybody, even dads need that too. you guys are at work all day. You're expected, your business is expecting you to do things, or your clients or whoever you work for.
Well, you're at work all day too. I mean, let's be fair. It's not the 50s anymore.
Right. But I think as parents, we should have that opportunity. Even if it's like on Father's Day, go out and do whatever you want to do and not have us nagging you to, I need you to fix this. I need you to do that. Can you get this thing off the shelf? Because I'm super short.
Well, I think Father's Day and Mother's Day should be a time to be together. That's right. The time I kind of disagree with this. If you want to go away or have alone time on your birthday, I think that's right. That's a mental health day you should do. And I got to disagree with you. I think you're in the minority for feeling bad about that. I see on Facebook friends or whatever, a lot of people are like, I'm out of here. Like, they don't care.
Oh, okay. I guess I am then.
And a lot of them, like, I think for you and I, we've just always been a tight-knit family. So we do a lot together. Now we're in the position where we can't really split up. And, you know, we do real talk here. We've never really had the money to do those things. But some of my friends that have had better luck financially along the way, their wife is at a spa all the time for their birthday or every other week, getting a massage or nails done or whatever. They're getting that time away. And we just never had the means to do that. And now it's hard. I mean, like, when are we going to do that?
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed. I feel like in years past, it's always been something that I chirp about a lot. I would really like to just be left alone. I really want some alone time. Can I just go and do this by myself?
Yeah.
I feel like this year, especially, I haven't said that as much. Have you noticed that at all?
I mean, yeah, I have. But is it because you have no choice?
No.
Like, why bother chirping if there's nothing we can do
about it? I was actually going to bring that up. I feel like I get my drive every morning now to myself.
Oh, okay.
And I get to listen to things that I enjoy listening to. And, you know, so I get it back and forth. I get that. I basically get an hour every day.
Yeah.
To myself. And I also can do things like I can go to the grocery store now without them. I'm just going to run and grab this really quick and I don't have to get them in the car. So I feel like I'm getting that time, even though I'm doing other things.
Well, we spent how many years of our life with separate days off?
Yeah.
Which was extremely, I'm grateful for that time because of the childcare savings. But yeah, like if I was working on a weekend and you were to do grocery shopping on a weekend, you had to take them.
Yeah. Or I'd had to wait for you to get home or before you left for work.
And then when they started going to school, you were taking them to school.
Right.
And so, back. So I had them
from the moment they woke up in the morning till the moment they went to sleep. There was never a time when they weren't with me.
Yeah.
And I think that just really kind of started to wear me down a little bit, just not having any time at all to myself. Even at work, I had students in my room all day.
Yeah.
So, but I think now that I just have that one little bit of time just to decompress every day. It's really important. Basically, I'm just advocating for everybody, please get some time, even if it's just an hour.
Yeah, it's very, very important.
Do something that you love. It's really important for your mental health.
I agree.
And relationships, not only your relationship with your spouse, but your relationship with your kids. It's not good if you're like irritable and angry all the time.
Yeah.
So get that hour, you guys.
Yeah.
It's important.
The hour of power.
Oh, I like it.
We should give it like a name.
Yeah. Let's make t-shirts.
Yeah.
Isn't that something though? I think that's something.
Oh,
that's
I'm like sure a, it is. Yeah.
No, isn't it like
somebody like a gym or somebody's going to have it?
No, no, no. I think it's a like a televangelist thing.
The power hour? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I think it's like the hour of power and it's like a.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's on like cable TV in the morning or something. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, all right.
All right.
Is there anything else we should cover?
I think we kind of did the parenting and the relationship all in one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
one neat little box.
It's been an interesting year. We're like a year into this weird year.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not a year from when everything shut down, but we're a year from when the first cases started popping up and whatever. And our memories on Facebook are going to start getting really strange here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, agreed.
But, you know, we're powering through. Things are looking better out here anyway, and hopefully they are for everyone out there as well.
Yeah, it seems like there's a tiny, tiny light at the end of this very long tunnel.
My friends in the South in Texas right now are struggling because they had snow and ice.
Yes, I've seen.
And it's like, you want to say like, oh, how cute. But as one of my friends pointed out, like, we moved to Texas. We didn't plan for this. You're prepared right. for this when you move here.
We knew it was coming.
But I mean, it's funny when that happens in places like that, like they're losing power and all these bad things yeah. are happening because the infrastructure is not prepared.
Right.
So, man, I feel for my friends in Texas. Hopefully by the time this goes live, they will have cleared that up.
Hopefully you've warmed up a little bit yeah, over there.
Some people haven't had power all day today as we record this.
Oh my gosh.
And I saw a thing that said that the overnight low in Texas is lower than it's been in Boston all year.
Wow.
The actual number, of course, real feel, I think we take the crown on that one. But
yeah,
they were like 4 degrees.
Jeez.
The other night. Insane.
Stay warm. Get some coats.
Yeah, absolutely. So are we moving right on to the real review?
Yeah, let's do the real review.
Oh, this is a shorty this week. I like it.
Like me.
All right, well, we finished the X-Men.
We finally finished saga. The X-Men.
What was this one? Apocalypse?
Apocalypse.
Was it?
I think so. I mean, they said it like several times.
Yes, it was. Apocalypse, yes.
Yes.
What'd you think?
I actually liked this one.
Yeah.
I have not liked them at all. And there was, I think, I don't know if you noticed, but there was moments when I was like, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah.
So I felt like some sort of ties were getting pulled together. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I feel like it kind of brought stuff together. What I didn't like, though, was that everybody was a different actor or actress because it was supposed to be in the past, I guess.
Yeah, it was 1983.
Right? Yeah, so it's supposed to be in the past. So everybody's a different actor or actress because they're supposed to be their younger selves, right?
Right.
Except Jennifer Lawrence was Jennifer Lawrence. And Wolverine is still Jean Valjean.
Well, I think it's because he's really old. I think he's really old throughout the whole thing.
But I don't know. No, because I feel like when we saw him in this movie, he had just been turned into Wolverine.
I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, so I just don't get it. Like, I think why?
I think what I'm saying is they turned him into Wolverine at that age. Well, no, he wasn't. He was already Wolverine in Days of Future Past because he had his bone claws.
No, but that's because he went from the past to the future to the past.
He didn't have a Back to the Future moment where he saw himself in that time. Uh-uh. Okay, then hear me out. In 1983,
right?
I think he was created, like you said, but I think he was created at that age. And somehow, like, Captain America got these anti-aging properties.
Okay.
And so that's why we see him in the same form throughout all these years.
Okay, and then something just dawned on me. I wonder if Jennifer Lawrence is supposed to be the young Mystique.
Oh, yeah, because she...
Maybe she's, like, the Rebecca Romijn's... I just said Rebecca. Rebecca Romijn's little person.
Yeah. I
maybe
think you might be right on that. I guess. I don't know.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you feel better. All right.
And I like your explanation. That works for me. I actually would like to see Dark Phoenix now.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Is it an X-Men movie or is it just a standalone about her?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it might just be a standalone about her, but I was really interested in... It was really cool to see them like not understanding how to use their power because all we really see is like young little teenagers not being able to use their power.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool to like see that whole process and how she finally gets a chance to really use it. I thought that was neat. I'd like to learn a little bit more about whether Evan Peters, I don't know what his name is in the thing, ever like tells Magneto that that's his dad. I want to know more about that.
He's something Maximo, but he's Silver Surfer, right?
I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't know.
I asked you last night and you said, yeah, he's Silver Surfer.
Sure. Okay.
I thought you knew.
Nope. No idea.
Well, anyway, we need to go. We're going to have to go down this rabbit hole if we watch WandaVision because I hear that they meet up in like episode 5.
Oh, lordy.
In the multiverse. We've been calling it the... I don't know what we've been calling it, but when all the universes collide, in geek speak, it's called the multiverse.
Right.
Apparently, is starting to come to fruition through WandaVision.
Okay.
So you mentioned you wanted to watch that. So I think we're going to need to figure out Deadpool and all the other...
I really don't want to see those.
Marvel guys and gals.
What is it about me? I want nothing to do with The Hangover. want nothing to do with Deadpool.
I mean, you made a good choice for The Hangover. That's bad.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I like fell asleep. I couldn't get through it. I'm like, what? This is maybe not
it's
funny.
Just, it's like raunchy humor is just not my thing, maybe.
This is true. You do have, but you do like some of that. Like you love,
I love Norbit.
Norbit, yes. That's what I was looking for. You love like 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up.
I mean, I don't love 40-Year-Old Virgin. It's not my favorite.
Well, but you laugh.
I laugh because it is funny.
I think you have this thing where if everyone's talking about it and it's the next big thing, you're like, meh.
No, not necessarily, because I do jump on the bandwagon eventually. But with Deadpool, I have absolutely zero desire.
Well, you didn't jump on the La La Land bandwagon.
No.
And there's a couple other things that you've been really into, or that everyone's really into, and you're just like, eh, I'm not into it.
Like what?
I don't know.
I mean, I eventually jump on the bandwagon. Eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
But I think just the things I've seen, and I think what it also is too, is that there's like, I think I see a lot of little kids with like inappropriate Deadpool things, and that really bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that might be part of it. I'm not a huge Ryan Reynolds fan.
I feel like it was a huge lift for me to even watch and get into Marvel Cinematic Universe. So when Deadpool and these other X-Men started coming out, I'm like, I don't have time. I can't because I'll go all in and start reading on Wikipedia. Who's this guy? And what does this guy mean? And how does this intersect? And I can't allow myself to do that.
You don't have the emotional capacity for this at the moment.
I don't. I need to live in my Star Wars bubble. There's still so much I don't know about that.
Right.
And so I don't want to pretend to know all this other stuff. But now, like, since we did this, now I'm really curious about these characters. Well, so, you
know, that's another really good example. I don't know anywhere near as much as you know about Star Wars. Like, not even close. Haven't picked up a comic book. Haven't read a book. Haven't watched the cartoon. Haven't done anything except really watch the movies.
Yeah.
And like have some conversations with you about them, but I can watch them and go, oh, that person's this person.
Yeah.
And they're going to meet up at this time. And when we watched like the little, you know, the Han Solo movie and the Rogue One and all of those, I totally saw where they fit into the story.
Yeah.
But with these X-Men movies, I don't know if they just did so much time hopping or we just watched them in the wrong way. I don't know, but I could not connect things together until this movie. I finally was able to like, oh, okay, these people are these people and this person's that person, and I finally was able to make some connections. Some of them I'm still like, who are you? Where did you come from? How do you not know this person when they see you in the future?
Yeah,
like the Dark Angel guy, is that, I think that's what his name is, I don't even know.
I don't
the weird
know.
Blue Devil guy.
Yeah,
we see him in, what movie did we see him in? 3?
Sure.
I think it was 3, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he comes to help them, but it's like he's meeting them all over again. Like he has no idea who these people are, whereas he was a huge part of this last movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's all those things. We did watch them out of order, but I also think this piecing together of the universe didn't happen until Marvel Cinematic Universe. I don't think that was when this is a separate studio, right? This has nothing to do with the Iron Mans and what we know. And Iron Man and Hulk and all that was a different studio as well until Disney purchased them.
Right.
But then once that all became a thing, that's how everything started getting connected. They had the after scenes after that kind of teased the next movie and how they fit together. I don't think X-Men and this studio set out to do that. I think they meant to make a movie that if you saw the other one, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember. Same with Star Wars. Star Wars was meant to be a big 9-part Skywalker saga, and everything fits together. I think that, you know, I just don't think this one was set out to do that. And we haven't seen all of them, first of all. There's more out there that are not available to us, and we watched them in the wrong order, I believe.
That's probably why. I'm probably not giving it a fair shake because we just didn't. But anyway, no, I actually really enjoyed this one. There was a part in the beginning where my eyes were closed. Like I started to fall asleep.
That's not good.
But then I don't remember what happened. It was actually pretty close to when it started. But now I don't remember something happened. And I kind of woke up for it. And then it had my attention all the way till the end after that point in time. So I actually enjoyed it. It was good. I would watch it again because I want to go back and kind of see maybe some things that I didn't quite put together.
Yeah.
Now that I know how the story goes and I'm not waiting to see how things are going to play out, it'd be kind of interesting. So I give this one probably like an 86.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a great score.
I know.
I don't know if I'd go that high. I'd say maybe 75. It's still nice effects. Really some really good effects in this one, actually. Yeah, the beginning with the whole pyramids thing was a little weird.
Yeah, that was, you know what? That's when I fell asleep.
Okay, there
you go. When she was in there waiting for him to come alive.
Yeah.
I was like,
that whole part, I'm like, what is this movie we're really watching here? But no, it was good. It kept my attention. And actually, since this is the last one, I'll say overall, these were pretty good. Fantastic Four totally sucked.
Oh, that was awful.
And I don't really think it's even part of this, so it's not.
Yeah.
Obviously, they all fit together at some point, but absolute abomination shit show of a movie.
Terrible.
But all the X-Men ones, especially like the Wolverine, the origin story one. And I like these last two. The Days of Future Past was cool.
Yeah.
And this one was good too. I mean, they're solid. I'd love to see someday this super movie with all of these people coming together. Cool. It will be cool. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're done with that. What are we going to do next?
You are finally going to watch The Shining.
I'm excited, but you said it's like 4 hours long.
It's not 4 hours. I think it's like 3.5 hours.
That's long.
It's a long movie. It's really long. The book is insanely long. So I think they just really tried to stay true to the book. It was actually quite close to the book. So
if you were to buy this on VHS back in the day, would it be two tapes?
It would have been two tapes.
And
let me look.
Is there an intermission? Totally
no intermission.
Oh, boy. That might be hard for my old bladder, but we'll figure it out.
But I will say there are quite a few parts where if you fall asleep, you wake up and it's still going.
Oh.
Not going to miss much.
Well, that's good to know since we usually watch these a little on the later side at night.
So let's see here. I'm trying to see if I can find out exactly how long it is. But I'm excited for you to watch it. I haven't watched it in quite a while. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm totally wrong. It's only 2 hours and 26 minutes.
Oh, perfect. That's like a good Star Wars movie. All right.
Yeah, I like that. I was wrong. I think it just feels really long.
Okay.
No, but I'm excited for you to watch it. It's a classic. Like, I don't know how you haven't watched it before.
I've missed out on a lot of classics. We talked about this at Christmas time. There's a lot of Christmas classics I've missed out on. I don't know.
Right.
Films were not on my family's radar.
It's a Stanley Kubrick, and he's one of my favorite directors, along with Sofia Coppola.
Is he the guy that makes all the grading things for teachers?
No, that's Rubrik.
Oh, Rubrik.
Yeah, that's
my bad. Rubrik. I was making a joke. Of course, I know the difference.
Right. He's Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Doctor Strangelove.
All the weird stuff.
All the weird ones. So yeah. This one is quite weird, but really good. Visually stunning.
And does it have, it has something to do with Doctor Sleep, right?
It does, which is what we're going to watch after that, because that's what I want to watch.
I've heard that's really good.
Really? Well, good. I'm excited.
Do those have anything to do with Split and all that other stuff?
Mm-mm, different. No, that's okay. Different. It's a different.
What are those thing. All? What's the other one that has to do with?
Glass?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Right.
All right. Speaking of that, I was reading about all the X-Men, whatever. There's like Ghost Rider. There's all this other shit that I've never heard of.
Oh, the Nicolas Cage one.
Yeah, that's all part of this universe.
I liked that movie. That was pretty good.
Well, it's part of this superhero multiverse that I don't know.
I didn't know Ghost Rider was even a superhero.
Disney owns all of it now, so I don't know if they're going to pull this all together someday in a super movie. It's probably what the world needs right now, but you know, I don't know. That's something
that's fine.
No, that's a movie you need to see in the theater. And until we can get back to theaters, that's not one you stream.
You know what movies I used to love, which I don't think we can call them superhero exactly, but the Blade movies.
Oh, that's a superhero. That's a Marvel character, I believe. Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I loved the Blade those movies. I saw all three of
them.
Good stuff.
I'm pretty certain that's a Marvel universe
guy.
Yeah. Who knew, right?
Sweet. Who knew?
I just like that we're talking about comic book movies. These were reserved for all the dorks out there for so many years, and now everybody's into it. It's
you
big
know,
business.
As much as people
it's
can
huge.
Hate Disney all they want, they do some pretty cool stuff.
They do. All right, so The Shining.
The Shining.
Next week next for week. Everyone. You know what we're coming up on here real quick is?
Your birthday.
I don't care about that.
Easter.
Yes. And our 1 year anniversary. We've got to do something big of the podcast.
Oh, I'm like, Ours in December. That's not close.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be 1 year. Hello.
Oh, good point.
Come on. Put the pieces together.
Here. Wow. Holy cow. Yeah, you're right. That was bad.
I'm trying to figure out if episode 52, obviously because we've done one a week and there's 52 weeks in a year, blah, blah, blah. Or if we do it like a year to the actual date that we released.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's coming up because this is like episode 48 or 9 or something. It's coming real soon.
Coming soon.
Yeah. So we need to do something big, big time.
Like what?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll have a cake party. We should mention that we said we were going to do some workbook last week.
And yes.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it. We just ran out of time. And it's not that I feel like we need to devote time to it.
Yes.
I want to do it right.
Yeah.
And what happened was we talked about it and then we said, okay, we're going to do this. And then the next day we just completely forgot. And I'm like, well, we can't skip a day. We got to like do it. And then it just kept skipping a day. Just forget it.
Are we still going to try to do it?
Yeah, I think we should try to do it.
Okay, we'll try to do it and we'll try to bring it to you next week. It's going to be tough this week. I got a busy schedule.
You're not home.
But we will.
Some of them we can do not together. So
yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right.
All right. Well, we did it.
We did it.
We always deliver real talk on this show. And, you know, this one was hard because we didn't really want to do it at first. And, right. You know, but I think we pulled through.
We did.
There's a lot of podcasts out there that have not stood the test of time, especially husband-wife ones. And I think we're still going strong.
I think so.
Sometimes it's been a little difficult, but we make it through.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Hopefully you had a nice Valentine's Day and Christine's birthday.
You celebrated. I hope you had a nice my birthday.
Yeah. Hopefully you celebrated in her honor. And in, you know, a short 5 weeks, you can celebrate in my honor.
Exciting. Five weeks, really. Jeez.
Yeah, you better get going on the
No, I've already got your present.
Amazon presents or whatever you're going to do. Wonderful. It better be a car with a bow.
We already talked about you know how bad I want a car with a bow.
You know how bad I
want to give you a car with a bow, but I can't because we both have to sign for it.
This is very easy. Just get me a little car with a bow. A Hot Wheel.
All right, fine. I'll get you a car with a bow.
My dreams will come true.
Yes.
All right, stay safe out there, especially all you guys in Texas freezing your buns off. Don't slip on the black ice and break your face.
Yes, please don't do that.
Cheers.
Cheers.